USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The CDC says nearly 42% of the population have received at least one dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and that 28% are fully vaccinated. Health experts have said in order to reach herd immunity, more than 70% will need to be vaccinated. A new report says more than 5 million Americans have missed getting their second dose. New York Times reporting that the rate of people missing their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine has more than doubled since the beginning of the vaccine rollout. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC this week he believes the U.S. will overcome the hesitancy and skepticism with the vaccine.
We can now say, you know, we take this very seriously. We've looked at it. Now let's get back and get people vaccinated. And that's what we're going to be doing. Get as many people vaccinated as we possibly can.
Statistics show 92% of folks are following through with the second dose. USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boosts the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Officials in Maryland are launching an investigation after the state's former chief medical examiner, Dr. David Fowler, testified at the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Dr. Fowler testifying on behalf of the defense that Chauvin was not responsible for the death of George Floyd.
How would you classify the manner of death?
I would fall back to undetermined.
Dr. Fowler testified that Floyd's cause of death could have been attributed to a myriad of factors, including heart disease or drug use. The state's attorney general and governor said they'll launch an investigation into Fowler's tenure as the state's medical examiner from 2002 until 2019. Derek Chauvin expected to be sentenced on June 16th. A fire caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a COVID-19 ward at a Baghdad hospital killed at least 82 people and injured more than 100, some forced to leap from the windows of the burning building. Rescuers combing through the smoke-charred building looking for any survivors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Texas has filed a fresh federal lawsuit against President Joe Biden, arguing his policies violate federal law and are causing an influx of illegal aliens on the southern border. Republicans are renewing calls for Vice President Kamala Harris to visit the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris will hold talks with Mexico's president in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet virtually with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America. The Republicans say that as the person that President Biden tapped to head efforts to control the situation, Harris needs to visit the border for herself.
We need her in Texas seeing for herself what's happening along the border between Tijuana and Brownsville. We need her making recommendations to go back to the policies that were in the Trump administration that worked, like the Remain in Mexico policy and the cooperation we had with the Triangle countries in Central America. President Biden's made a catastrophic mistake by canceling the Trump policies that worked with nothing.
Arkansas Republican Congressman French Hill tells Fox News that the administration needs to return to the border policies of the Trump administration. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two people were shot at a child's birthday party in South Florida, authorities said Sunday, including a 3-year-old boy who was shot and killed. A 21-year-old woman was taken to a hospital, the shooter fleeing from the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.